Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. Welcome back to the Mum Boss Podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. I am so glad you have decided to join us on this episode, and I hope that you'll stick around. So let's get down to basics. At the time of recording this, we have just finished week one in my group coaching program, Reset and Reignite, or R&R as I like to refer to it as. And it feels like it's catching on as well. Like when I created Reset and Reignite, I like the two R's. I like the sound of it, but I didn't actually think about an abbreviation for it. And I was doing something and I was like, oh, like R&R. And then I thought about it and I was like, that is so good, because the definition of R&R is like rest and rejuvenation, and reset and reignite, there's a big part of that in the group coaching program. And so I started calling it R&R, and the beautiful women that are inside of that container have started using it too. So I feel like it's really starting to take off now, and reset and reignite is going to soon be known as R&R, which I just love. So we have just finished week one inside of that program, and the focus has been around clarity. And I wanted to bring this to the podcast because I feel that it's really important to have clarity as your foundation in life, but in business too. And that looks like getting clear on your why, getting clear on your goals, getting clear on, you know, your focus and direction, your values, who you are, who you're showing up in the world as, and, you know, what impact you're wanting to make in the world as well. And sometimes I feel like these things feel so basic that we often dismiss them or bypass them, or we feel that they're not that relevant or not that needed, and we need to focus our attention and time elsewhere. But I really feel like this, having this clarity, means that we can build a solid foundation with it. And from there, you can then take off in life and in business and go and create all the things that you're wanting to. But getting clear on these things, honestly, is the foundation that you need. And, you know, asking yourself, when was the last time that you revisited some of these things? Or perhaps you may never have given some of these things much thought before. And that's okay. Like, that's okay. We can do this together. And, you know, you might have just started your business knowing that you wanted time freedom, or that you wanted time flexibility, and then you kind of went on your way. And regardless, it is always a great time to review or begin, whichever it looks like for you, because we might have got clear on our values in the beginning of our businesses. And then as we grow and evolve and change, and as our business grows and evolves and changes, so with it is our values. And sometimes they stay the same, but sometimes they do actually change. And so it's always worthwhile to go back over it and reflect on these things that you might have once created, but then to sort of look at them and go, okay, do these still align with who I am today, the future I'm creating for myself, the life and the business that I'm building? Do these things still align? And if not, this is your opportunity to change them. So let's start with who you are. And often when we're asked who we are, we go into things like, I'm Renee, I'm a wife, I'm a mum of two, I'm also a life and business coach for mums. And whilst all of that is true and all of those things make up a huge, huge part of who I am, we want to go a little bit deeper than just the hats that we wear. You know, like, who are you at your core? What are the qualities that you possess? What are the characteristics and traits that you have? You know, what makes you, you? What makes you different from others? And getting you to really think about, like, who you actually are. And perhaps it's even looking at who you want to be as well. And I find that so often us mums, you know, we can really easily lose ourselves in motherhood. And so asking yourself these questions can really help you discover who you really are underneath the layer of mum. And I know for me, when I became a mum, you know, 10 plus years ago, it was such an identity shift. And I felt like I had to almost relearn who I really was now as this person that I am now. I'm a mum, and when my daughter came along. And it's interesting too, because this actually happened again back in June 2021 when I walked away from my almost 12-year government position at my local hospital. And that was when I went really all in on my business. And again, with that came an identity shift again, because I had to discover who I was without this job. And so this might be something you would like to really take some time and space to explore, and maybe even journal on if you're into journaling. If you're not, perhaps it's a great time to start to really look at these things and, you know, really uncovering who you are at your core and who you want to be as well. Another area to really look at and gain clarity with is looking at what's most important to you. You know, what are your values? And these are the things that matter most to you. You know, what you base your life and your business on. And having values really just helps us stay on track to who we are, what we want, and, you know, what's most important to us. Our values really help us stay in alignment. And I think it's really helpful to have values for both life, but also business as well. You know, sometimes with my clients, we find that our values cross over and are very much the same. And other times, our values might be very different in life to business. There really is no right or wrong. You can have the same set of values for both. You can have different. You can have whatever you like to have. These are your values. These are the things that matter most to you and what's important to you. And there are no rules around that. I personally find it helpful to have between 3 to 5 values. And to give you a little bit of an example, my personal, I guess, life values are family. Family is obviously very important to me. You know, so much of what I do is for my family. And so family is a huge value of mine. Connection. I need and crave connection. I need to be connected with people in some capacity. That looks like relationships, that looks like friendships, that looks like, you know, all sorts of connections. Growth, you know, growth and learning and evolving is really important to me. Obviously, in the personal development space, that is a big part of who I am and something that makes up a big part of what's important to me. Fun and enjoyment. Now, honestly, I know this is a big value of mine, because if I lack fun and enjoyment in my life, it has a big effect on me. And so it is important for me to find the joy and the fun in even the mundane stuff. So that's another big value of mine. And then trust and honesty is huge for me. That is something that I base all my relationships on, and it is something that is really important to me. And then my business values are very, very similar. I have to be honest. They're very similar. My business values are connection, because of course, connecting with others is a huge part of what I do, especially in the coaching space of one-on-one and group coaching. I am deep connections with other clients, but also other people in my world of business as well. I have connections with mentors and coaches and other business women, and that is so super important to me. Growth, of course, I want my business to grow, and so that is important to me as well. Fun and enjoyment, I have to love what I do. I have to find the joy in it. I am a generator in human design, and I have a sacral authority. So I have to have this joy in what I do. I have to be lit up by what I do. And that comes across very strongly in a business sense as well. I have to be passionate about what I do. Freedom. Freedom is a big one of mine in the business sense, because I really value having freedom and flexibility in business. And whilst obviously as somebody who loves time management, who loves scheduling, who loves being organized and all these things, I also like to have room for freedom and flexibility and being able to intuitively decide on things in my business and have that room for that. And then of course, trust and honesty. And you know, that is almost like an integrity, authenticity piece as well, where I will always be my true, honest self in business, but also in life as well. And so that just gives you an idea of what your values could be. Now, you can pick anything and everything that you want to, and you get to decide what your values are. But I think what's important is once you have established what your values are, it helps you in particular when making decisions, I find. That is when I find my values to be the most helpful. You can look at your values and then ask yourself with this decision you're making, does this align? You know, does this decision moving forward align with my values? And if it does, then great. You know, proceed ahead and say yes to that opportunity, say yes to whatever it might be, or make the change that you're wanting to make. But if these values don't align to this decision that you're making, then perhaps it's a no, or perhaps a not right now, or something needs to change. And so I like to look at values being almost like the GPS guide. They help you stay on track with what's most important. They help you stay in alignment and in that like sweet spot of life and business. And so our values, despite the fact that you may have already sat down at one point or another and created values for yourself, it's always really nice to sit down and look back over them and go, okay, do these still align with who I am today and the direction that I'm taking? Or do I perhaps need to change them? And likewise, you can create values for your family as well, you know, values that your family stand by. And you can bring your family in on that conversation as well and talk to them about that and be like, you know, what are the things that are most important to you? And that might be a really nice thing to do with your family as well. So the last thing that I want to touch on here is your why. Now, when we have a business, in particular, we often hear people talking about our why. You know, why did you start your business? And quite often, there is a lot of layers to that. At least that's my perspective on it. I think that there are many different reasons why we start our businesses. And it's looking at our why and uncovering what all of those layers are, what all those reasons behind our business are, and then digging deeper and asking ourselves why again. And so that may look like, you know, why did you start your business? Well, you know, I wanted the time, flexibility, and freedom as a mom to work when I want to work and pick my hours of work so I can, you know, be there for my children. There might be another layer to that where it's like, okay, I also wanted this business because I feel really passionate about the work that I'm doing. There might be another layer where it's like, I wanted to work for myself. I just had this pull, this drive, this ambition that I wanted to create something for myself. Then there might be another layer of I wanted to help people. I wanted to make a difference. I want to make an impact. And my business is a vehicle that allows me to do that. And then it's keep digging deeper. And, you know, for me, one of my, when I get to each of those layers and get to the core, my biggest why in my business isn't just to create a financial freedom for my family. It's not just about time, freedom, and flexibility, although, of course, they are big parts. But when I peel back all the layers on that, it's really, for me, it's about wanting to make a difference because, especially as a mum, it is so easy to lose ourselves. And I think it's so important that we stay fulfilled and we stay passionate through all of our seasons of motherhood. And, you know, I know as a mum, being able to live life on our terms, to be there for our family the way we want to be, to create the lifestyle that we're wanting to create, having a business that really fulfills us and lights us up is such a joy to have. And it has such a ripple effect when a mum in particular is at her best self, is her best self. It has a ripple effect on her family, on her children. And, you know, our kids are watching us all the time. We are role models to our children. They are watching us and absorbing everything we say, everything we do, how we feel, all of these things. And when we are living a life that we feel fulfilled in, when we are living our lives as our best version of ourselves possible, that has a ripple effect to our kids. It also helps our kids see that, you know, you can do and be anything you want to be as well. And so there's so many elements to why I have my business, because I know the flow on and ripple effect. Being a mom, being in business, creating that lifestyle that you're wanting to create for yourself has for your family. And so when you start looking at your why, I really would encourage you to really go deeper, peel back each of those layers and uncover what at your core is your reason for your business. And when you do that, you can anchor into your why whenever you need to. You know, when I start really going deep into my why, I almost get really teary about it because it means so much to me. And anchoring into that is really helpful, especially in a business sense, because when you're riding the waves of business, the highs and the lows are going to come if they haven't already, they will come because that's just part and parcel of entrepreneurship. But, you know, when there are those lows, or, you know, perhaps things haven't worked out as I might have planned in something, or, you know, I'm feeling a bit off for some reason, I go back to my why. I anchor back into that and it helps me push through. It helps me keep going. It helps me stay on track with what I'm creating and what I'm wanting to do. And so having your why is so beneficial in business, but also in life as well. You know, who we show up in life as, having our why behind who we are in our life also is so impactful as well. So those are the three things that I wanted to share with you because I think they are really important foundations to have for yourself in life as a mom, but also in business as well. And I just know how beneficial it is to really take some time and space to go deep on these things. So you might like to create some time and space for yourself to really dive deep into these things, you know, make yourself a cup of tea or a coffee, whatever you like to do, you know, create some space somewhere you really enjoy being. It might be sitting outside with paper and pen. It might be on your computer, in your office space. It might be wherever you like to be that brings you some joy, and sit down and really dive deep into each of these things. I would love to hear from you. If you would like to share, you know, what you've uncovered in doing some of this, come over to Instagram. You'll find me at renee.o'neill. jump in my DMs and let me know what your biggest takeaway has been from doing this. And I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to ReneeO'Neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at ReneeO'Neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.